Saturday, November 23rd. This is the day the President lay in state at the White House. It was a gray day, fitting the occasion. I went down to the EOB to meet Lyndon. We went over to the White House and met the family in the green room. And then we marched past the President's body in the East Room. There was a catafalque in the center of the room, and on it, the casket draped with the American flag, at each corner, a large candle, and a very rigid military man representing each one of the services. There was something of a Catholic image at one end. I don't know quite what it was. It wasn't just a cross. And that was the first of those 3 days that I was so reminded, so caught up in the thought that the Catholics have a pattern for everything, a pattern for living, and a pattern for dying. The people there, besides the family of the President, the Cabinet, the Congressional leaders, the Supreme Court, the White House staff, there was that aura of quiet prevailed, that utter, complete quiet that seemed to grip, the country, I suppose, certainly the surroundings where I was, for 3 entire days. The Cabinet had been called back from halfway around the world. They were on a plane on their way to Japan, at least about, four or five members of them were, and they had come back, heard the news in midair, reversed the plane, returned, landed, and there they were, standing shocked and sad-faced and filing past. All of us filed past, somewhat like automatons. There was black crepe on the chandelier. After we left the White House, we went to brief services at St. John's Episcopal Church right across Lafayette Square. A sort of a very high church, a stern, rigid church, but most fitting for the day. And then we went home. And what we did the rest of the day, I don't know. I'm sure Lyndon worked terribly hard. I just sort of collapsed with Lucy, making a little list of things that I must do immediately. Sell my house, sell my business, KTDC. See about getting Lindbergh, perhaps, if she would, maybe, and that'll be a selling job, to come back and go to school with us, live in Washington with us and go to school somewhere up here. And all the million and one things that have to do with the simple business of going on living, if you're one of the ones that's going on living, while Lyndon was dealing with the very big business of making the country go on moving.